Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
NFL week number 4 starts tonight with Thursday night football, a monster slate of college football action, a lot to be excited about, certainly in the betting world. Welcome back. This is Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. You've got Bet Sweats weekdays 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on the BetMGM network. And Sammy, people never, ever forget. We were promoting on X that Chuck Esposito was hopping on the show from Station Casinos. And we quickly got a reply. Chuck Esposito, remembered him jumping on the Mike Norris show a long time ago. And I forgot about that. I'm like, oh, yeah, I was producing North back in the day. I probably called Chuck a few times to get him on the horn on 670 The Score in Chicago. So we bring in Chuck, Station Casinos, excited to talk about this great weekend of football action. How you doing, Chuck?
I'm doing well, guys. It's always fun to be back on with you guys and talk a little bit football.
I'm sure you probably have no friends coming in this weekend, Chuck, for the Bears-Raiders game, huh?
It's amazing, the demand. You know, it's, I'm going to the game, but everybody wants to go. So it should be a fun game. Bears come off that big win. Caleb played really well in that game, and we'll see. Early action has been on the Bears. That number has come down a little bit, guys. But our locals really back the Raiders big time. So I'm guessing we'll still be Bear fans from our side of the counter, not only from my fan side of it, when they kick off on Sunday afternoon.
Let's talk Ravens Chiefs. I assume by the time we get to Sunday, this is going to be the one Sunday afternoon where you're going to get the most amount of action on. The Ravens, a 2.5-point road favorite. So we get a Mahomes home dog scenario. And a lot of people saw the Ravens really struggle in primetime and short week for them. What are they doing with Ravens Chiefs, and what are your thoughts on where this number goes?
We've actually ticked this game up to 3, guys. And you talk about Mahomes being a home dog. This is the second time in 3 weeks that he's been a home dog, because they were a home dog to the Eagles a few weeks ago as well. So very uncharacteristic to see a Chief team home dog twice within a short period of time. It's a big game for both teams. Both teams come into this game 1-2, but I think it's a much bigger game for the Chiefs. Chief loss here, and the Chargers have a very winnable game against Jackson Dart and the Giants. Chargers easily could be 4-0, wins against every team in the AFC West. Chiefs could fall to 1-3 at that point, where the Ravens, even at 1-3, I'm not too concerned about them in the AFC North. It's a much bigger game for the Chiefs. One of the things you look at here, Baltimore just 1-4 against the number of their last 5 games against the Chiefs.
I'm curious about sharp stuff, Chuck. I mean, people love to hear about what your respected players are liking and what they're thinking. Was there a bet you took from somebody this week that made you think, oh, that's interesting?
Yeah, I mean, I'll go back to last week first. We saw a tremendous amount of sharp money that came in on the Browns, which really was a little bit of an eye-opener for me last week, and they actually got there. I'd say this week's slate, the one that has kind of surprised me a little bit, is that this is perfect Joes versus pros. We're seeing the public all over the Green Bay Packers Sunday night at Dallas. but we've started to see some sharp money come in. Some of our biggest bets for the week so far have been on the Cowboys plus a touchdown, and we saw that defense just get throttled back-to-back weeks by the Giants and Bears, and then you've got Micah Parsons going back to Dallas. Dallas is banged up on the offensive line, at wide receiver, in the secondary, yet we're seeing some sharp action on the Cowboys right now at plus the 7.
Okay, sharp action on the Cowboys. We're all sure that that would not be sharp action at 6.5, that key number of 7. What about the Philadelphia-Tampa Bay matchup? We've got a couple of 3-0 teams, but you can certainly poke holes with the results of how the results came about with both of these squads. The Eagles favored by 3.5 on the road. A lot of injuries to talk about. Maybe a disappointing Eagles offense, at least early on in games. What do you think?
Yeah, I worry a little bit about Tampa. I mean, I know that they're undefeated, but you look at all those last-second or last-minute wins that they've gotten this year. They are going to get works back, and it looks like Godwin. But missing Mike Evans, I think, is a big piece of that. I still think this game won't be extremely one-sided, but it looks like right now ticket counts are at 62% favoring the Eagles. So my guess is we're still going to need Tampa. Tampa's 4-1 straight up in their last 5 games at home. Philly's 4-1 against the spread in their last 5 games going back to last year. Philly's gone over, guys, 4 of their last 6 games. So maybe the total in this game, you could see a little bit of overplay. But my guess is we're going to be Bucs fans when this game kicks. I just think that loss of Mike Evans is going to be huge. I know Mbuka's played really well, and I know you get Chris Godwin back, but he's been off for a long injury. I think it's going to be tough for Tampa in this game, and I think we'll be rooting for them heavily from our side of the counter.
I'm curious how guys like you handle these games overseas. I mean, we know people bet them, and we're betting them at minus 110. That's the way it goes. But when you get these games in England and Germany, we got the one in Ireland on Sunday, Minnesota, Pittsburgh. Like, how long did it take you to kind of figure out how those games go? Because they're not the average NFL game. Obviously, there's a lot going on. The time clocks are off. The totals are generally low. But how do the games overseas usually work for you?
Well, I mean, first, you're right. I mean, it was an adjustment period for us, but also for the guests. Number one, I'll say yay sportsbooks, because for us, it gets us an early start time game. We're open at that time, our mobile app, our kiosk, so guests are able to grab their coffee and whatever they'd like to have that morning and actually play the games from the comfort of their home. But it did. It's definitely an adjustment for us. I mean, you look at these two teams, and I think Minnesota is a really good team. Pittsburgh, to me, the jury's still out a little bit, especially on defense. But we try to put up a number without taking into consideration, of course, home field. Although Minnesota with back-to-back weeks, I think next week when they play at home against Cleveland, I think they have a decisive advantage in that case. But right now, we look at it. We've seen early money on Minnesota. We kind of put a number up that we think, guys, will be a good two-way number and let the guests kind of push us. But we may move these games a little bit quicker because you don't have that same feel for one team or another playing at home.
With Chuck Esposito, this is BetSweats on the BetMGM Network. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. And Chuck, Thursday is the first big day as far as injury news. A lot of times on Wednesday, these vets aren't going to be practicing. You might get some movement, but for the most part, we start to learn stuff today, especially with quarterbacks. What are the key injuries that you're keeping a close eye on that could actually move numbers this week?
The two big ones for me, guys, are Jaden Daniels, if he plays or not against Atlanta. We've already seen this number start to come down a little bit. They're also going to be missing Terry McLaurin, which I think he's definitely not going to play. Daniels, we're still not sure. And then, of course, the 49ers with Brock Purdy. That number's kind of been all over the place. The expectation is that Purdy does play in that game. But those are the ones that kind of jumped off the page early on that we really kind of had to look at and adjust and keep a close eye on. I mean, we're in a social media era, and our guests are just as educated as we are. They're tuned into all this stuff. They're looking at that stuff. But those are the two right now. It's the Jaden Daniels and Brock Purdy to see where that number goes based on the injuries to those two quarterbacks.
I can't imagine it's easy with San Francisco. And Joe has talked about this for years. He doesn't trust Kyle Shanahan. And I think there's valid reasoning for that. Wasn't it last year, Chuck, when Purdy wasn't able to grip the football and he couldn't throw it at practice? And Shanahan's like, oh, yeah, he's fine. He's fine. And then he didn't play. And they bet you from 3 to 6 or 7 with Green Bay. I mean, it puts you in a bad spot because you take the coach at its word, at his word, and then you take the injury at its word, and then it's all fabrication. It's all smoke.
Yeah, I know we're in an information era, and we're trying to watch that stuff and look at all practice reports and what we can read, locally from what's getting sent out in those markets. But a lot of these games where there is an injury, guys, especially at the quarterback position, because it's such a big change in the number, we're going to move a lot faster. We may have these games a little bit circled up where it means they're limited a bit, and the exposure might not be as great until we get a definite yay or nay. On the flip side, we had the Giants, who went from Russell Wilson to Jackson Dart, and it only moved to half a point, where usually you see a veteran go to a rookie. We've seen anywhere from 3, 4, 5, 7-point moves. Not the case with the Giants, although they play a very tough Charger team that's given up the least amount of points in the AFC this year, but not a huge adjustment there. So always stuff we're looking at and dialed in at, and many times our guests will tell us if that number's too high or too low based on the action that we take.
With Chuck Esposito here on Bet Sweats, let's jump over to the college scene. Boy, what a slate of games we have here, Chuck. We've got to start with Oregon, Penn State under the lights, number 3.5. What do you think?
Yeah, it's one of those games where I'm wondering which way they're ultimately going to push us in that game. I think you look at Oregon, 5-2 against the number of their last 7 games, Penn State being the small favorite, 16-3 guys straight up in their last 19 games, 6-0 straight up in their last 6 games at home, being a very small favorite. 7 of their last 10 games have gone over. I think it's a real test for Oregon here. We know it's going to be a whiteout based on the time the game's going to be gone off. Happy to root for whoever we need at kickoff. It looks like right now, ticket count just favors Penn State a little bit at 58%. My guess is we might be Duck fans at kickoff on Saturday.
Oh, you'll have that avalanche. Oh, you can't bet Franklin in a big game. It'll come in. They'll bet you Oregon, Chuck. You know it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, for sure. What about Bama, Georgia? Georgia, a 3-point favorite in that one.
Yeah, we saw some early action come in on Bama because of the points, and it was a little sharp. It didn't really cause us to move. We don't want to move off that key number of 3 right now. Bama 6-3 against the number of their last 9 games. But you look at Georgia at home being a small favorite, 20-0 straight up in their last 20 games at home. However, Bama is 9-1 straight up in their last 10 games against Georgia. So something I'll have to give there. I'm not sure who we're going to need yet at kickoff. Again, ticket count is fairly balanced. There was some early action in favor of Alabama, but since that kind of Monday, Tuesday, we've seen it kind of level off a little bit. So not quite sure yet who we're going to need. I think it's a much bigger game to Bama here based on their schedule, but be happy to root for, again, whoever we need here. But a monster slate of great games on Saturday.
Also curious, Chuck, how the future pool is looking for you right now in college. Anything you're rooting for or against in the college football future market?
You know, the way it's slated now, guys, with so many teams making it, I mean, early on we saw some Texas Tech money. that came in. There were some smaller schools that we saw some big bets come in. Texas Tech is one of them that we saw some action come in. Indiana a little bit. But we know it's a long season. We know the way the playoff format is structured, that a lot of these smaller schools have to take on some of these big boys. And what we saw last year is double-digit spreads in a lot of those games, and it didn't matter. But those are kind of two of the schools that we've seen some play on just based on value and the price before the season started. Texas Tech was the real surprise to me that we saw so much action on Texas Tech.
You gave us sharp action on the Cowboys in the NFL. What about on the college front? Where are the sharp bets coming?
One of the bigger games that we've seen a little bit of sharp is the LSU-Ole Miss game. The initial push, we saw some LSU money come across, and then we've started to see now some Ole Miss money come in. So initial push of sharp action was on LSU plus the points. We opened the game 2.5, went as low as 1. It started to creep back up a bit right now, but that was one of the pushes early. And then the Southern Cal-Illinois game, another big game. Although Illinois did not play good against Indiana last week, we've seen some sharp play on the Illini as well, plus the points there, guys.
Got to ask you one puck question, Chuck. I know you follow the puck. Vasilevsky, again, not at practice for Tampa. That's 5 straight days of no Vasilevsky. What's going on there?
I'm not sure. We've been keeping an eye on it as well and trying to monitor everything that's going on in the NHL as we get ready for puck drop next week. But that would be a major shakeup across the board, especially with our future book odds for so many teams in the East if there's something big going on there. But I'm kind of in the dark a little bit, as you guys are right now, just trying to get a gauge on what's ultimately going to happen there.
Last thing for you, Chuck, a monster week over at the book for you. We also have the Ryder Cup. So every year, are you in a position where you need Europe or what?
Yeah, mostly we are. It's fun to have an event like Ryder Cup. I think you look at, USA is at minus $1.55, Europe plus $35 to lift the trophy. I think if they're tied 14-14, Europe would retain it. But we do get some great action on it. I think every year now as we continue to expand our overall wagering menu with props and live wagering, that all these events that go on that even capture international exposure are tremendous for us. We've got the Las Vegas Aces, our WNBA team, in the semifinals, NBA and college hoops not that far away, puck drop. So you guys name it, there's always something going on, no real downtime. But with the Ryder Cup, it does add a nice element to our overall wagering menu this weekend.
Chuck Esposito, Station Casino, setting the scene for this weekend and all the sports betting going on. Chuck, thank you so much. Let's do this again, all right?
All right. Sounds great, guys. Just let me know. Good luck this weekend. Go Bears.
You got it. thank you, Chuck. He's still holding on. He's been in Vegas a long, long time, but he's still got that Bears love there. Wow, Cowboys. All right. The plus 7. Man. They're coming in on public going on the Packers. Not a surprise at all. Whew, maybe we'll get there. Joe O, Sammy P, Lightning Bets. We've got the room for Thursday Night Football on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.